This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Friday. We have gone through so much. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. We get into all kinds of stuff about Democrat lies this hour, all kinds of questions all over the map, the police chiefs that are political. But before we do that, let me finish my little story. So we're in Baghdad. We are grimy, we're nasty, we haven't had a shower in weeks, we haven't had a bed, we haven't had anything. And we're at this place called the Martyr Monument or Martyr Monument Park, something like that. And we get called, my mortar section, there's about 10 of us, we get called down to the company commander's office. And they tell us we're about to leave for a little while. There are a bunch of Green Berets in Baghdad. And they are doing some operations in a neighborhood of Baghdad that I'm not going to go into now. We are going to go help provide security for the Green Berets. I think there was four or five Green Berets. I don't remember exactly. Four or five of these Green Berets, great dudes, total studs. That's where my respect for Green Berets really shot through the roof. I mean, they were studs. But they needed, you know, they're doing dangerous things. And they needed some trigger pullers with them to just run security for them. I don't want to act like we were doing, you know, the special operations stuff they were doing. We were watching them as they were doing it. I'll put it that way. We hop in our 5 tons. We hop in these trucks. We get over to where these guys are. I just told you how nasty we were. They are in a residential suburban neighborhood that if I was to blindfold you and teleport you there, you would think you're in any kind of suburban neighborhood in America. It was just nice, decent houses, yards, picket fences. You know, all of Iraq is not mud huts. The place is probably rubble by now. But back then, it was a nice neighborhood. We get out and we can't believe our luck already off the bat. Why? First, they have a garden hose. I understand that you have never looked at a garden hose and wept tears of joy, but I have. We see this garden hose. Someone produces a bar of soap, and I've never gotten naked so fast in my friggin' life. Right there in the front lawn, it wasn't even dark outside. Who cares? We're running the city at this point anyway. The water was freezing too, freezing, and nobody cared. It felt so good. And you have to sit there and wait for someone else to go. We had to put time limits. 5 minutes, get yourself done. We all lined up, drop, wash. You've never felt that good in your entire life. Just washing grime and oil off your body. And then we go inside to figure out how do we secure this place? What are we going to do? And where we're sleeping. They had beds. I understand that maybe you've never looked at a bed and wept tears of joy. I have a real, actual bed. We had beds to sleep in. There was water to bathe in. while everyone else in my unit, everyone else was still stuck back at the Martyr Monument, dirty, nasty, grimy, no nothing. We had access to baths, not baths, but we could bathe in the garden with the garden hose. We could sleep somewhere. It was unbelievable. I don't remember how long we were there. I think it was a couple weeks, I think. My buddy, our doc, our corpsman, Doc Cern is his name. Probably shouldn't have said that on the air. Whatever. Doc Cern is his name. Now, we were not allowed to drink alcohol or anything like that over there, but he had his 21st birthday coming up, and we were not going to allow Doc to go completely dry for his 21st birthday. And we were always on these patrols through the neighborhood. And for the most part, the people were lovely. They felt that we had liberated them. They would bring out flowers. They're offering your daughter to you in marriage. And no, Chris, no, nobody took them up on it. Gosh. Were they all ugly? No, no. Iraqi women can be very, very beautiful. No, no, no. Look, they even dressed very American. You would recognize them. We're not talking like the traditional Muslim garb you're probably picturing. Anyway, they were wonderful to us on patrol, and they were always offering us things. You want some food? You want this or that? And so somebody, definitely not me, acquired a bottle of this special Iraqi liquor, and I forget. I want to say it's almost like a black licorice. I don't remember. I think that's what it was. Someone who was there is going to have had it, and they're going to be emailing. They're emailing right now to let me know what it was. But I almost think it was some sort of almost like a Jagermeister type liquor thing. It doesn't matter. We dragged Doc down into the basement of this place, and we got him absolutely plastered on his 21st birthday, and we put him down for the night. And yeah, so there's a little story for you, Jesse. So judicial Jesse, can you remember the last time a Democrat office holder didn't lie to us? You are right about the communists boldly lying where no one has lied so much before. All of communism is based on lies. It has to be. They are trying. They have written it down. You don't have to take my word for it. Communists have written it down that the existing institutions, the existing things you know and love, they believe those things are evil and they're trying to destroy them. You can't sell that. You can't sell that to the people whose lives you're trying to ruin. You can't sell it that way. So the communist understands he has to lie. He has to lie. He's trying to lie. He's not trying to tell the truth. If he tells the truth, it's because he is backed in a corner and absolutely, positively has to tell the truth. He is trying to lie. In fact, they police each other and their language so much that he gets in trouble if he tells the truth. If a Democrat was to come out today, picture your Democrat, whether it's Chuck Schumer, doesn't matter how powerful they are or who they are. If a Democrat came out today and said, hey, these riots in Los Angeles, they are violent riots, and every violent person there needs to stop, that Democrat would be chastised up and down by his own party, because you're not allowed to tell the truth. You have to say things like
don't
this.
Don't think that somehow, because they called out the National Guard, there was violence. There was no violence. I was on the street. I know. And I went from downtown detention.
Now you're sitting there saying, I've seen the violence. I'm looking at the video. We're looking at burning cop cars. What's she talking about? Maxine Waters understands lying is what she must do. And if you look at every single issue, no matter what it is, taxes to the border, to abortion, to whatever it is, the American Democrat, the American communist, has carefully selected his language in order to hide the reality of what it is. A young woman with a baby growing in her belly walks into an abortion clinic where they will eventually tear the baby out of her. They will tear it apart with forceps as she kills the living child in front of her. You can't describe abortion like that to people and sell it. The communist knows that. So, it's women's reproductive rights. Now that you can sell. That you can sell, especially to stupid young women who don't know anything about anything. Ah, these are my rights. I'm fighting for my rights. You have to lie about everything at all times. By the way, that's why preborn is the best. Because preborn introduces those young women to a truth no one else will tell them. That it's a baby and it's alive. Preborn gives out free ultrasounds to these young women. That's all it takes. Because she's going to hear her baby's heartbeat. All the lies get shattered in that moment when you introduce a mother to her baby. You save lives when you give to preborn. Preborn.com/Jesse. If you just want to buy one ultrasound, if you can't even do that, $28 buys the ultrasound. Maybe you can only give $5. Maybe you can give $5,000. I don't know. It's all tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right. Anyway, back to what we were discussing. They lie because they are commanded to, they are expected to. All right. All right. Jesse, on last night's show, you were talking about the police chief in LA who wasn't helping ICE. How can we trust the police when they basically tell us they're not willing to follow the rules of the country and they will protect criminals? How do we get rid of these kinds of cops? Well, it wasn't just LAPD in blue city after blue city. Remember, this was Seattle's police chief.
I will do everything in my power, I want to be clear, to protect anyone.
Stupid soap opera music they put in the background really puts the exclamation point on it.
I will do everything in my power, I want to be clear, to protect anyone in Seattle from anyone who comes to this city with the intention to hurt them or inhibit their First Amendment rights. At some point, I will probably go to jail and be in prison because we have an administration that has threatened to jail politicians and indeed has done so.
How do we trust these guys? What do we do about this? Any force, any armed force, whether it be a cop or a military or whatever, they are going to do the bidding of the people giving orders. We don't like to think like that, but I'll expand on it in just a moment. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday, a fantastic Friday. Again, a reminder that if you missed any part of the show, if you missed our Alexander the Great Siege of Tyre history thing we did last night, all of it is available for free. Just go download the podcast, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So the guy emails in about these police chiefs, LA's police chief, Seattle's police chief. I'm not going to help deport anybody. I'm going to protect these illegals. I'm going to do this or that. And he says, how do you trust them? Well, listen, because we hold up people who do dangerous, brave jobs to protect us, we hold them in high regard. We don't like always discussing the uncomfortable truth, the historical, accurate, uncomfortable truth. And that is that armed units, whether it be cops, whether it be the military, doesn't matter what it is, they will follow orders, even evil orders. Do you remember COVID? Let me ask you something. Just honest question. Let me ask you something. How many times did you read or watch a video of a police officer during COVID arresting a politician that gave out an unconstitutional, illegal directive or order? How many times did you see that? Okay. Now, how many times did you see a police officer arrest an American citizen for eating in a restaurant, paddleboarding outside by themselves? America's police officers, depending on the jurisdiction, America's police officers followed orders. They did. They followed orders, and they will. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean they're bad? No. Does it mean they're good? No. What it means is they will follow the orders of whoever's giving them in that particular jurisdiction, just like every other armed unit always has throughout history. It's not that the cop is bad. It's not that the cop is good. The cop is going to follow orders, just like the military will. What that means is, if you're in a jurisdiction, well, like L.A., and your L.A. city council, this is a councilwoman, speaks like this.
Can we use technology, like AI technology, to create a situation where your department can identify, hey, there's agents, non-city of L.A., in a neighboring town, everyone go on alert in a way where you can support our business community and our immigrant community to know that it's time. That's something related to the lack of due process.
That's a city council member in Los Angeles requesting that the LAPD give illegals a heads up when ICE is coming so they can escape arrest and deportation. If you live in that jurisdiction, the cops will follow orders. The solution is to get to a jurisdiction where that doesn't happen. There is no other solution. They will follow orders. Remember, I told you this before. It doesn't just apply to cops. It's everybody. It's human nature. It's armed units. Remember, I told you I spoke to somebody who would know about, this was under Joe Biden's presidency, and they were obviously, they have weaponized the military, filled it up with a bunch of filthy commies. And this guy told me, because we were talking about Green Berets, who I probably hold them above almost any other soldier. I just think they're just incredible, incredible people. And we were talking, and he said, Jesse, I'm telling you right now, if Joe Biden told Green Berets to start attacking American citizens like school board moms, he guessed, his guesstimate was, a third of them would follow orders. The solution is to change the leadership, because what you can't change and what I cannot change is the fact that uniformed armed units will follow the orders of the people who lead them. The solution's not removing Seattle's police chief or LA's police chief, because the next one's just going to go in there and follow orders. The solution isn't to blame the cop who's arresting paddleboarders on Venice Beach. The solution is to get out of those jurisdictions. This is why I have encouraged you endlessly to move if you can, because if you are in a blue state and a blue county and a blue city, that means every single layer of your government has declared you to be the enemy, and they will hurt you whenever they get a chance to hurt you. That's what communists do with power. That's what they believe in doing with power. There will never be a moment where they will think about what is right or what is wrong or the law, or that the communist finds those concepts to be ridiculous and childish. If you are in an all-blue area with no layers of decent government above you, you just waiting for the other shoe to drop. You're just waiting, because they're just waiting for a chance to get you. That's how the communist believes in using power. And you've seen it everywhere, up and down the line. How many layers of New York City's government came to the defense of Daniel Penny when he stopped the bad man in the subway? Maybe I missed the memo. I can't think of a single one. And if it wasn't for a good jury, and even then it was real close, that young Marine would have went to prison for 20 years. Think about that. And while you're thinking about that, I want you to think about Relief Factor. I want you to think about removing the pain from your life. What hurts? What is that nagging pain that hurts all the time on you? Is it your elbow? I got one of those. Actually had to have it drained. Remember I told you that? I got one of those. My elbow doesn't hurt anymore. Relief Factor is part of my daily life. 100% drug-free. It's a supplement. I despise drugs. It is a supplement. It will attack the inflammation that is causing your pain. Your back doesn't have to be painful all the time. It doesn't have to hurt to walk, to bend over, to move your neck. That's a lie. Stop taking things to mask it and do something about it. 3 weeks of it is $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. All right? All right. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we're going to churn and burn through as many of these questions as we possibly can for a couple more segments. I know everybody's looking around at all the chaos going on right now, wars and everything else. I'm not telling you don't pay attention. Pay attention. Don't let it stress you out. Don't spend your weekend consuming videos on social media of missiles here and wars there. Don't let world affairs destroy your happiness this weekend. There's always another war coming. Maybe next week will bring total chaos. Maybe it'll happen in an hour. I don't know. Don't let it destroy your weekend, all right? Jesse, in a day where our phones listen to us and then follow up with the predictable pop-up ads, it's refreshing to have a frontman like yourself screening some of the companies representing the products we purchase. My wife and I have purchased about a third of the items you've advertised on your show because you put your reputation on the line. These were items we were shopping for, and you did the dirty work for us. Thanks for being the middleman and saving us the mistake of using Temu or other Chinese apps with knockoff, cheaply made items. I don't speak for anything I don't use. We vet hard here. Now, I should clarify, we are blessed to be able to do that because the show is sold out. It's always sold out. The show has grown so much and it's doing so well, the show sells out. When the show is sold out, you have freedom, complete freedom to say no. Nope, I'll do this. I won't do that. Yes, I'll do this. Nope, I don't like them. Nope, I never use that. I don't do it. And we say no all the time. But I am not perfect. We vet and we vet and we vet. And Chris and Corey, as soon as we get an offer from somebody, they will comb through every part of it looking for DEI filth or looking for any of that other stuff. But are we going to miss? Yes, at some point in time we will. I have missed one time, but it wasn't necessarily our fault. The company was great and treated our people great. And then I don't know what happened. Leadership, maybe they were a bunch of drunks or something. I don't know. The company started, we started getting emails. Jesse, this company, Jesse, no, I'm not going to tell you. You figured out on your own. And I was mortified, absolutely mortified, because that's a big deal to me that my people are treated well. And so immediately, to their credit, called Premier and said, done, dropping them. Don't want it. And they immediately got it. They said, yep, whatever you want. Sounds good. The second we got that, we dropped them. So I've missed on one. Guess it wasn't really our fault, but a miss is a miss. We try to make sure that we are a trustworthy voice for companies that share our values. That's what we strive to do. I know you work hard for your money. That does matter to us a lot here. And so we work for it. We work at it. Try to keep that up. I hope we don't have some big miss one day. You never know, I guess. Dear Mr. Smoked Queso, I have a theory about Simone Biles and Riley Gaines blowing up on the internet. Simone Biles was just trying to ensure that she had her system membership card. Your thoughts? Okay, so in case you didn't know, we didn't really go into it because I don't want to do a big cat fight segment on the show, but Simone Biles, amazing gymnast, greatest gymnast of all time, Simone Biles, she went after Riley Gaines, who you probably know. Riley Gaines is that blonde swimmer from Kentucky who's been, she's an outspoken advocate now to get men out of women's sports. She even has a show, I think, on Clay's network. I think she has a show on Outkick now. But Riley Gaines, you know who Riley Gaines is. Simone Biles publicly crucified Riley Gaines for being against the dudes playing in women's sports. And Simone was not shy about it. She came out and blasted away. Then Simone Biles got crucified for it, so much so that she issued almost half-hearted, but a public apology. And the public apology, if you read it, reads like it was read by a PR person, reads like it was written by a PR person, which I'm sure it was. So what happened? How did this happen? Well, first of all, Simone Biles is an idiot, and she's been an idiot for a very long time. We don't like to think about that because America's gymnasts are always, they're always special to us. They always seem like these wonderful girls, these wonderful, innocent, they're all small, right? They're gymnasts. Look at these wonderful, innocent young girls who are fighting on behalf of America at the Olympics. So we naturally, as Americans, we naturally have an affinity for women's gymnastics. When I was a kid, a child who didn't even care about any of this stuff, we would watch the Olympics and we always watched the women's gymnastics. It's just, so we have an affinity for that. And Simone Biles is out there. She's kicking everyone's rear end. And so we like that. Okay, look at this, you know, look at this wonderful, beautiful young girl. She's out there competing. But Simone Biles is a lefty communist moron, and she always has been. She's a complete moron. She said a bunch of things publicly to show that she's just a complete moron. And that's unfortunate, but a lot of our wonderful athletes are complete morons. If you're an amazing athlete, you can be a complete moron most of the time because your athletic skills are so great. You can earn a great living. You can get fame and fortune by being a moron. Simone Biles is just a moron. She's an idiot. She also is in a bubble, you see. She hangs out in left-wing circles, of course. That's why she says so many stupid commie things. She is around people who are lefties. And when you trap yourself in that bubble, you get what I like to refer to as signal lag, meaning you're so outside of normal America, not right-wing America, just normal America. You're so outside of it because you're in a left-wing bubble, especially if you're a wealthy, privileged athlete. You're so outside of normal America that once normal America has moved on or changed their mind about something, you won't know until it's too late. The American public doesn't like the tranny stuff. And the American public, 80 to 20, hates the trannies in women's sports. If you are a politician and you take the side of men and women's sports, you are a moron because every poll shows it. The country hates it. They see these dudes beating up these young ladies in sports and they despise it, and I'm glad they do. But if you're Simone Biles, if you live in that world, that lefty world, you don't know until it's too late. Simone is used to spouting off whatever putrid, savage commie propaganda she consumes. And for the longest time, look, even 2 or 3 years ago, you'd be applauded, celebrated for that. Wow, let's give her a front page article and a new endorsement deal. America turned on all that. America has turned, and the blowback was so much that a PR person, I would guess, put out a public statement on behalf of Simone Biles. Now, why would that happen? Did Simone Biles stop being a lefty commie loser? Of course not. Her sponsors were probably getting phone calls. Now, corporate America, because of you, and you should be applauded for this, because you've been putting your money where your morals are, corporate America is now finally afraid of you. They used to only be afraid of the psychos and the lefties. That's why they placated them at every turn. Now they're afraid of you. It's wonderful to see. Have you noticed a lack of rainbow propaganda during this Pride Month? I know it's still out there. I get that, but it's not everywhere in your freaking face anymore, isn't it? Can't see it. Why? Corporate America learned, and they got afraid. People in bubbles, like Simone Biles, they didn't. All right, one more segment. Do the commies want one of their own to get killed? Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Friday. I hope you are getting ready to enjoy your weekend. If you miss me over the weekend, and I know you will, you can you can email the show jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hey, Jesse, are you concerned that the commie elite might kill one of their own and try to create a Kent State type incident? Well, yes. In fact, I believe that's the goal. Either they kill one of their own, or they will try to push police and the military now, try to push things far enough so somebody dies. Remember, communists value the revolution. They do not value individual lives. That's how they've always been. Remember that story I told you about Vietnam and when they're fighting the French after Khe Sanh? They have a bunch of French soldiers in captivity. They're being marched off. They're prisoners. And there's a Vietnamese soldier who's wounded, lying in the muck, wounded. Instead of helping him, the Vietnamese soldiers are walking on him to stay out of the muck. And the French guy says to the Vietnamese captors, "Hey, why aren't you helping your guy? He's wounded." And they flat out told him, "Oh, he's already made his contribution to the cause." That's how the communist looks at things. And they're dying. What they're trying to do right now with all these riots and protests, there's a bunch of things going on. But what they really, really, really are trying to do is reverse, well, they're trying to reverse this.
There's Trump's net approval rating on immigration. It's gone up like a rocket. Compare now versus 8 years ago during Trump's first term. Look at this. In his first term, Trump was way, way, way underwater at minus 21 points. But look at this. He's up over 20 points. Now in the aggregate, he is in positive territory at plus 1 point on his net approval rating. Some other polls even have it a little bit higher than that. There is no issue on which Trump is doing so much better than he was in his first term, more than the issue of immigration. No wonder the Times has written it up the way that he is. Trump is begging for a fight on this because he knows what he's doing so far is working with the American electorate.
Trump gets more popular every time an illegal gets shipped out. Every time there's an ICE raid, every time there's an arrest, Trump gets more popular. This is devastating for the communists. They are desperate to turn public opinion against deportations. That's why they've activated so many of these groups out there, and that's why I believe they will do whatever they can do to ensure one of their street animals dies. I mean, look, these guys don't... Remember, the elite communist scum and street communist scum are separate, and to the elite communist scum, the street animals are really just that. They're just a herd of animals who can be sacrificed at will. They're the foot soldiers who have to march forward and throw things and riot and vandalize. And if a couple of them dies, well, if it helps my poll numbers, that's great. Go die. That's how elites think about the streets. If you are one of the street animals, one of you monsters who listens to the show and sends me death threats all the time, you get mad at me all you want. I like you more than your elites do. You follow orders of people who want you dead. I don't want you dead at all. I want you to wake up and stop being an idiot. Your elites, they'd kill you in a heartbeat. They don't care at all about you. Yet you follow their orders and you hate me. That's what makes me laugh. Jesse, I'm writing because I'm very concerned about what the communists have planned for Saturday, June 14th. I like Trump, but I think he's walking into a buzzsaw and bringing the rest of us with him. I know he wants to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the Army and Flag Day, but this is a really bad idea. I'm sure no one can convince him otherwise. If you have any influence, and I know you do, please implore him to make a proclamation. All right. I understand what you're saying. In case you don't know what she's talking about, there's a big military parade tomorrow. Big one. They're bringing in tanks and everything. The left is getting ready. They are getting ready to protest it loudly. The elite communist scum, elected Democrats, media, they're already trying to whip up outrage about this. This is the kind of stuff that North Korea does. They're using the most deranged. This is like Hitler. They're using the most deranged rhetoric in the world, which tells you those are marching orders. They're handing out marching orders to the street communist scum to go cause problems at this parade. I understand your fears. I understand your concern that maybe we will get that incident we just talked about. What if they take it too far? What if somebody dies, right? What? I get that. But what we have to understand is the communist does what he does all in an effort to control you and silence you and to stop you from doing or saying the things you want to do. Everything is a manipulation tactic. They want you to be too afraid of this that you don't do it. You cannot give them that ground. If you allow them, with all their outrage and their paid protests and their street animals, if you allow them to cancel your army parade, they will use that. That's like blood in the water for sharks. That'll motivate them to go destroy whatever they can, every chance they get, in an effort to stop you from stopping them. You can't. It would be the worst thing in the world to cancel it because you're afraid of violence breaking out. I understand what you're saying. I understand why you're saying it. You cannot give them that win. We have to take our chalk because we have to be strong enough and smart enough. That's the truth. You want to feel great like I do right now? You want to feel great all the time? You want to feel full of pep? You want to be ready to fight commies? Get a male vitality stack or a female vitality stack in your veins. Did you know you're drinking estrogen all the time? Synthetic ones, natural ones, they're everywhere. They're in plastic. It's in the water. We shower in it. It's destroying us, destroying our T levels. We're walking around with man boobs, depressed. You don't need to live like that. And you don't need a needle in your arm to turn it around. Go try a male vitality stack from Chalk or a female vitality stack. They have a big summer savings discount right now. You can call them or text them. 50-CHALK-3000. That's 50-CHALK-3000. Tell them Jesse sent you. They will take good care of you. The dimes are standing by, right by the phones, ready to help you, okay? And they will help you. If you have questions and things like that, don't think you're going to call and it's going to be some Indian call center. No. These are wonderful people right here in America who will answer questions you may have. Go get some chalk. All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Emails!
We didn't get to.
Jesse, I tuned into today's show a little late, so I'm hoping I'm not repeating an earlier listener's question. California's Governor Gavin Newsom is daring Trump and Tom Homan to arrest him. Do you think Newsom will be arrested? No, I do not. J.B. Pritzker is doing the exact same thing. Every Democrat who wants to be the 2028 Democrat nominee, they're all trying to get arrested because they believe it'll make them the 2020 Democrat nominee. That's why they're doing it. So no, I don't believe they'll end up being arrested. I do believe it's time for the weekend. Go enjoy yourself. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.